This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Virginia judge reinstates teacher who was placed on administrative leave for denouncing controversial gender policy. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Byron Cross, also known as Tanner, was placed on administrative leave from his role as a Leesburg, Virginia elementary school PE teacher. The reason was because he openly disagreed with the school's proposed policy regarding students and their preferred gender pronouns. That policy would require teachers to address transgendered students by their chosen pronouns rather than their biological pronouns. Loudoun County Public School staff shall allow gender-expansive or transgender students to use their chosen name and gender pronouns that reflect their gender identity without any substantiating evidence, regardless of the name and gender recorded in the student's permanent educational record. Inadvertent slips in the use of names and pronouns may occur. However, staff or students who intentionally and persistently refuse to respect a student's gender identity by using the wrong name and gender pronoun are in violation of this policy. In a meeting, Mr. Cross addressed the Loudoun County School Board, saying, "It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it would damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all my students, but I would never lie to them, regardless of the consequences. I am a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl, and vice versa, because it is against my religion. It's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God." On June 8th, Judge James E. Plowman, Jr. of the 20th Judicial Circuit Court ruled in Cross's favor, demanding that Mr. Cross be reinstated at his position at the elementary school. The judge's injunction enables Mr. Cross to continue his job until December 31st, unless other orders are given regarding the situation. In granting the injunction, Judge Plowman stated that Mr. Cross was speaking as a citizen, not in his official capacity as a teacher, and that his rights to speech and religious liberty are central to the case. Cross said during a post-hearing rally that, "Last Tuesday, I went to the school board meeting and respectfully objected the two proposed policies. When I spoke, I was thinking about my values, my students, my parents, and my fellow teachers. The truth is, I'm not alone. Many of us are concerned that proposed policies would harm students and require us to violate our beliefs by saying things that are not true." In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, as he was creating the world, the Bible says, "So God created him in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Let us not forget that we are created in the image of God and are to protect what he has made. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast, as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story, well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.